"Retract chair," I said as I stepped out of the bathroom. The haptic chair instantly flattened itself again, then retracted so that it was flush against the wall, clearing a large empty space in the center of the room. I pulled on my visor and loaded up the gym, a standalone simulation. Now I was standing in a large, modern fitness center lined with exercise equipment and weight machines, all of which could be perfectly simulated by my haptic suit. I began my daily workout. Sit-ups, stomach crunches, push-ups, aerobics, weight training. Occasionally, Max would shout words of encouragement. "Get those legs up, you sissy! Feel the burn!" I usually got a little exercise while logged into the Oasis by engaging in physical combat or running around the virtual landscape on my treadmill, but I spent the vast majority of my time sitting in my haptic chair, getting almost no exercise at all. I also had a habit of overeating when I was depressed or frustrated, which was most of the time. As a result, I'd gradually started to put on some extra pounds. I wasn't in the best shape to begin with, so I quickly reached a point where I could no longer fit comfortably in my haptic chair or squeeze into my XL haptic suit. Soon, I would need to buy a new rig, with components from the Husky line. I knew that if I didn't get my weight under control, I would probably die of sloth before I found the egg. I couldn't let that happen. So I made a snap decision and enabled the voluntary Oasis fitness lockout software on my rig. I'd regretted it almost immediately. From then on, my computer monitored my vital signs and kept track of exactly how many calories I burned during the course of each day. If I didn't meet my daily exercise requirements, the system prevented me from logging into my Oasis account. This meant that I couldn't go to work, continue my quest, or, in effect, live my life. Once the lockout was engaged, you couldn't disable it for 2 months, and the software was bound to my Oasis account, so I couldn't just buy a new computer or go rent a booth in some public Oasis cafe. If I wanted to log in, I had no choice but to exercise first. This proved to be the only motivation I needed. The lockout software also monitored my dietary intake. Each day, I was allowed to select meals from a preset menu of healthy, low-calorie foods. The software would order the food for me online, and it would be delivered to my door. Since I never left my apartment, it was easy for the program to keep track of everything I ate. If I ordered additional food on my own, it would increase the amount of exercise I had to do each day to offset my additional calorie intake. This was some sadistic software. But it worked. The pounds began to melt off, and after a few months, I was in near-perfect health. For the first time in my life, I had a flat stomach and muscles. I also had twice the energy, and I got sick a lot less frequently. When the 2 months ended and I was finally given the option to disable the fitness lockout, I decided to keep it in place. Now, exercising was part of my daily ritual. Once I finished with my weight training, I stepped onto my treadmill. "Begin morning run," I said to Max. "Bifrost track." The virtual gym vanished. Now, I was standing on a semi-transparent running track, a curved, looping ribbon suspended in a starry nebula. Giant ringed planets and multicolored moons were suspended in space all around me. The running track stretched out ahead of me, rising, falling, and occasionally spiraling into a helix. An invisible barrier prevented me from accidentally running off the edge of the track and plummeting into the starry abyss. The Bifrost track was another standalone simulation, one of several hundred track designs stored on my console's hard drive. As I began to run, Max fired up my 80s music playlist. As the first song began, I quickly rattled off its title, artist, album, and year of release from memory. "A Million Miles Away," The Plimsolls, "Everywhere at Once," 1983. Then, I began to sing along, reciting the lyrics. Having the right 80s song lyric memorized might save my avatar's life someday.